Ephesians chapter 5. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. Some Spanish translations use the term actions of thanks in verse 4. We must give thanks in everything, as we read in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. That is, express with your lips, with your words, the gratitude we have. That's how we teach our little ones to say thank you, when they still do not understand the meaning of the word and repeat it, but do not feel it. Then, we are exhorted to overflow with thanksgiving. Colossians 2:7. Overflowing with gratitude goes beyond words because it expresses the attitude of the heart of those who well know that God has given them much more than they deserve. Understand and feel gratitude. The quoted verse goes even further when it invites us to actions of thanksgiving. It is about actions or behavior. Setting aside the disorders of life, today, Paul motivates us to put gratitude into practice through acts of gratitude that are manifested in a lifestyle motivated by love and manifested in respect and dedication. He sums it up in the first two verses. Watch what God does, and then you do it, like children who learn proper behavior from their parents. Mostly, what God does is love you. Keep company with Him and learn a life of love. Observe how Christ loved us. His love was not cautious, but extravagant. He didn't love in order to get something from us, but to give everything of himself to us. Love like that. I want to live a life of gratitude for my health, by caring for the sick, for everything you give me, by sharing what I have it with the less fortunate, and for your love, loving my neighbor.